So let's go to the book of Judges, chapter number, that's 15 tonight. 15, amen, and we'll start reading in verse number 14. The Bible said, when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone, or with the jaw of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand, and called the place Ramothlah. And he was sore athirst, and called on the Lord, and said, thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst, and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. But God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof in Hecor, which is in Lehi unto this day. And I want you to look at verse 20 here tonight. The Bible said that he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. And verse number 1 of 16 says, then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot and went in unto her. Let's pray tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you tonight, Lord, to lay your hands upon us. Lord, as you've already touched this service tonight, God, I pray that you just help us, Lord. Touch that young person, Lord, that's looking the wrong direction tonight. And we'll thank and praise you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach tonight just a simple thought here, and really do as quick as I can. Amen. On when the battlefield becomes a playground. Amen. When the battlefield becomes a playground. As I looked at this this afternoon, we know what was going on in Judges chapter 13. You can go back to verse number 1 and see that the Bible tells us that the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Bible tells us because of this that the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. Amen. But aren't you glad that God didn't just turn them over to destruction? Amen. But in the next verse, he began to deal, amen, with the man named Manoah. Amen. And his barren wife. And the Bible tells us how that the angel of the Lord appeared unto them and gave them the promise that they should bear a son. Amen. And we read in verse number 5 of chapter 13, amen, that he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. Amen. By the end of the chapter, we know that this woman, amen, bare a son and called his name Samson. Amen. The Bible tells us that the child grew and the Lord blessed him. Amen. Oh my, the Bible tells us that the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between, amen, Zor and Eshtol. Amen. Oh my, what a great, amen, testimony here. Amen. God has judged Israel, amen, for their sin. Amen. Oh my, he's turned them over to the Philistines. But he said, listen, I'm not through with them. Amen. But I'm going to raise up a deliverer. I'm going to raise up somebody, amen, that can bring them out. Amen. We know in chapter number 14, we're not told a lot about, amen, the youth of Samson. Amen. But he gets up a little bit. We're told in chapter 14, amen, how that Samson goes down to Timnath. Amen. He goes down to that place. And we know that his parents did quite understand what was going on at the time. Amen. But he went down, and we know that he killed the lion on the way there. God came upon him. Amen. Gave him a great victory over the lion. Amen. He went down there. Oh, my, praise God. Amen. Oh, the Bible teaches us and tells us, amen, that he goes back down there, I believe it was. Amen. And he finds this woman, amen, of the Philistines. Oh, my, he takes, amen, he wants to marry her. His parents don't understand. Amen. But we know why he's down there. Amen. He takes these. Amen. And he gives them. Amen. Tells them a story. Amen. Asks them a riddle. He wants to know. Amen. If they're able to answer answer the riddle. Amen. And he'll give them, amen, 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments, I think. And we know what happened. Amen. He went home. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. This woman. Amen. Oh, they begin to go to her and begin to try to get her to tell them, amen, what the riddle meant. Amen. She talked to Samson. Amen. Oh, what does this riddle mean? Amen. You're going to mock me. Amen. We know that as time went on, amen, he told her, amen, what the riddle meant. Amen. We know that as he came back unto these folks, amen, they're the Philistines. Amen. They told Samson what the riddle meant. Amen. Oh, we know that he said, amen, oh, my, if you hadn't took, amen, and you hadn't, what did the Bible say? Plowed and with my heifer, amen. Oh, but you wouldn't have known, amen, what the riddle meant. Hey, oh, I'm telling you what, amen, it made Samson upset. Yes, it did. Amen. Samson went home. Amen. We know that the father gave her, amen, to what's the Bible call him? Companion of his. Amen. I got it right here. Amen. I'm trying to hurry up tonight. Amen. I want to get somewhere here. If the Lord will help us. Amen. But we know, amen, that he gave, amen, her to him. Amen. And as time went on here, amen, we know that Samson had become upset with what had happened. Amen. And we know that he took these, amen, foxes. Amen. I believe it was 300 foxes. Amen. He tied their tails together. Amen. He set them afire. Amen. He sent them down there. Amen. Through the shocks of corn. Amen. I'm telling you what. Amen. Oh, my. He was trying to, amen, upset the people. Amen. And he did upset them, didn't he? Amen. He upset them so much. Amen. That they, amen. Samson went, amen, up to the mountain. I believe it was Edom that he went to. Amen. He went up there. And we know that his people came to him. Amen. And they got to talking to him. Hey, oh, amen, these people rule over us. Amen. What are you doing? Amen. You made them upset. Amen. Oh, man, why don't you turn yourself in, Samson? Amen. What happened? Amen. Samson turned himself in. Amen. You promised not to kill me. Amen. And we know that he took them down there. Amen. And the Philistines. Amen. When he heard the Philistines. Amen. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Came upon him. And we get to the text tonight. Amen. Oh, my, rose up. And he saw all these men with the jawbone of an ass. Amen. What a deliverance. Amen. What a victory that God. Amen. What God's plan was. Amen. The children of Israel. Amen. He used Samson mightily. Amen. To bring the children of Israel out. Amen. Because of this great feat. I was looking a little bit today. There's only two judges. Amen. That was divinely appointed. One of them being Gideon. Amen. And one of them being Samson. Amen. Divinely appointed. Praise God. Amen. The 15th judge. Amen. Samson. Oh, my, it's not, I've heard this preached from so many times, and I know that some of you a little older folks than me, amen, probably heard this before, amen, but you know how you read through the Bible, and you forget about, and you really look over things, amen, and I got to looking at this, amen, and you know what, and because of this great feat, amen, Samson, and became a judge, amen, Samson, amen, God, amen, had a place, a position, and a place of authority. I'm telling you what, the only way he got there, it was because he realized, amen, that he was in a war, and his people were hurting, amen, they were oppressed, and they needed out, amen. Hallelujah. You see that tonight? Praise God. Amen. I said Samson, amen, got to the place of a judge, and because, amen, he realized there was a war to fight. Amen, these great men. Amen, I'm oh so privileged. Amen, to preach this week. Amen, these wonderful men of God. Amen. But the only reason that they're where they're at is because they realize there's a war to fight. They realize there's an enemy. They realize there's a battlefield. Amen. This ain't no playground. Amen. It's a battlefield. It's a war zone. And that's why people quit. That's why people give up. It's because it gets hard. Amen. Oh my. Amen. We ought to respect these great men of God. Amen. Oh, you ask my people in my church, and we respect the ministry, don't we, Brother Green? Amen. Oh, I told Brother Ross, I told him, said, come by to my church. Amen. Brother Hassel Carpenter comes. Amen. He comes and helps me. Amen. I'm telling you, I love older preachers. Amen. To come help me. Amen. They used to call me, you can go back and ask some of these South Carolina people. Amen. They used to call me Papa. Amen. I was 17 years old. Amen. Accepted the call to preach, and I sat with the old people, and because I wanted to know how to get it done, and I realized if I was ever going to get to the place, I was going to be a judge, I was going to have a position, I was going to fight, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, man, you see that, young people? Amen, you're out to fight. Amen, it's a battlefield. Amen, it's a war zone. Amen, but somehow or another, amen, 20 years passed by. Amen, Samson is having a good time, I guess. Amen, but somehow or another, Samson forgets. Amen, he forgets what got him there. He forgets. Amen. And when he forgot about it, the Bible tells us in verse number 1, amen, that he went. Oh, how can you forget? Amen, and go down. Amen, and see a harlot. Come on here. Amen. He forgot. Amen. I said he forgot. Amen. The battlefield. Amen. It turned into a playground to him. Hey, I'm telling you what. He went down there and we know what happened. Amen. He laid there bleed to midnight. Amen. Or all the night. And when the Bible said in the morning. And when they come again, he found out he was down there. He got up and he took the gates of the city with him. I'm telling you what. It was a warning. I believe a warning from God. Amen. Said, remember. Amen. It ain't a playground. It's a battlefield. I'm telling you what, tonight, I hope somebody in this meeting here this week realizes this ain't a playground. It's a battlefield. Hey, man, you might have fallen. Young people. Amen. You might have fallen. Amen. In a sin. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. Amen. You might fall into it again. Amen. There will come a time. Amen. In which God don't play no more. Amen. Oh, you think. Amen. You need another warning. Amen. But it'll be too late. Amen. Oh, by the warnings tonight. Amen. Let's remember. Amen. The battlefield. Let's remember the battlefield. Amen. But Samson didn't. Amen. Samson didn't realize. Amen. He had forgotten about it. Amen. And we know that Samson, amen, starts to go, and, amen, down to Delilah's house. Oh, don't you think? Hey, don't you? Amen. God is giving Samson a little bit of mercy. He's giving a little space to really remember. Boy, you are in a battle. Amen. You've took the gates of the city. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord's still moving on you. Amen. God's still trying to help you. Amen. Why don't you listen, Samson? But Samson said, oh, no. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go down there and play a little while. Amen. Down there with the Philistines. Oh, my God. Amen. It's given us the victory over them. Amen. I've been judge here for 20 years. It's been a good, everything's been going good. We don't have no record of what's going on in between. Amen. But when it gets right down to it, amen, Samson goes down. He said, I think I'll go down here and play a little bit longer. I think I'll go down here. Amen. It becomes a battlefield, becomes a playground to him. And he goes down there. We know, amen, three times Delilah asked him, amen, what, amen, where, amen, does your strength lie? Amen. And he gets on down the third time there. And I'm hurrying along here tonight. But he goes, these three times, amen. And we know that he told Delilah a lie. Amen. And when she said, said, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He jumped up. Amen. He broke whatever was binding him. Amen. He was able, amen, to get loose. Amen. From what? From the Philistines. Amen. But the fourth time come, amen, in which he told her, amen, the secret. It looked like that he could look back before and remember what got him in the mess to start with, was telling a woman what was going on. Come on now. Amen. And he told her, and what was going on. And the Bible tells us when she come in there, amen, and she said, the Philistines be upon you. Amen. Samson rose up, amen, like at other times. But yet the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. I'm telling you what tonight, church, if you don't realize how important it is to fight, if you don't realize how important it is, praise God, amen, to hold up, amen, your brother in prayer, they'll come a time in which the battlefield will just be a playground. Amen. Oh my. Amen. Amen. I'm holding this preacher. I hope y'all ain't okay with that. Amen. I really believe in wholeness. Brother Gabbard, there's been times, amen, since I've been pastor, there's been times over the years. I talk about this today while he was preaching. There's been times that I walked the aisles, amen, of churches, amen, preaching in them. Amen. I asked God, if this ain't the truth, show me what is. Show me what is. Amen. Times that I've walked, especially after I've helped people, Brother Gabbard, and they run up and talk bad about me. Amen. They're in my community. And there's been times I've walked the aisles. And Brother Matt, and I've told God, God, I'm trying to do what you called me to do. I'm trying to preach, amen, the unadulterated gospel. No, I'm not trying to be hard. Amen. But I believe this is real. Amen. Oh, yes, I believe, amen, that Christ is so real. And so powerful, amen, to get us up out of sin. Amen. I'm thankful for that tonight. They used to tell me, amen, Jesus is gonna come back and get us one day. Amen, but you can't stop sinning. That sounds about dumb, don't it? Amen. We use other words down south sometimes, amen. And I tell you, that's just retarded, amen. It is. I've told them. I said, if you, amen, believe he's going to come and get you, amen, you got to believe he's able to take the sin out. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my, but there's been times that I've asked the Lord, Lord, amen, is this the right way? Amen, Lord, show me, help me. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, God showed me way before, amen, I ever met any of you good people. Amen, I'm thankful for you. I'm glad I didn't have to live this way without good brothers like Brother Matt and Brother Gabber and Brother Birdsong. I'm glad I didn't have to live this way, amen, all by myself. I'm glad I found y'all. Amen, and y'all found me. I'm glad for that. Amen, tonight. Oh, mama, we're to stand for truth. Amen, stand for God. Hey, oh, my. Every time God's always let me know, brother, this is the way. Amen. God, amen, healed my wife, amen, of a disease she is born with. Amen. This coming January, amen, some of y'all remember me telling you in the churches when I preached for you, amen, God's a healer, amen, for 9 years. Amen. This coming January, amen, I've got children, amen, that won't ever see a daddy. Amen. Put the bottle to his mouth. Hey, oh my, they've got a daddy and a mama had praise for them. Hey, my mom and dad's not saved, and I told you that. Hey, remember my mom? We went home to visit my mom one time. I'm going to get back to preaching here. Just hold up a minute. That's where I feel comfortable at sometimes. I'm trying to get through here. Amen. But I went home. I really gathered my mom's heart against this wholeness where it has been in the past. Hey, but my little boy, amen, all he knew was to lay hands on folks and pray for people. Amen. And she was going to hug him up, and he didn't run around grandma a whole lot. Amen. He wanted to put his hand on her head. Amen. Praise God. And then got a hold of grandma a little bit. I'm telling you what, I'm glad. Amen. That's what my children know, brother. I'm glad. Praise God. Hey, well, let me tell you something, though. Amen. If we're not careful, amen, amen, in this modern society, and with all the gizmos and the gadgets, all the technology, and we'll get to the place, amen,
that we feel like this is just a playground. And it ain't a battlefield no more. And preachers will preach, even like Brother Gabbard, on things you ain't never heard of. And we'll dismiss it. And we'll walk out. Oh, there's sure things that we probably disagree on. But the fact of the matter is, the principles are there. I said the principles are there. Amen. This is not a playground. It's a battlefield. Amen. It's a battlefield. It's a war zone. Amen. Oh, my, I'm telling you what. Amen. Oh, it's a war. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a struggle at times. Amen. There's ships to ride on. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. Oh, a battlefield. A battlefield. But the problem is, amen, we go out into the world, and yes, we've got to go out and work. Amen. We've got to go out and, amen, oh, it'd be great just to be at camp meeting all year long, wouldn't it? We've got to go out and make a little money. We've got to go out and got to go to Walmart. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hell yeah. Hey, tell me, take a sick woman there, she's bound to get healed. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I won't come get in the prayer line, but go to Walmart. Hallelujah. There's times we got to do those things. Times we got to get out. Amen. But the problem of it is, amen, and I don't even know if I go shopping because I love my wife. Amen. Brother, hallelujah. I like to sit in a car. I'd rather sit in a car with three screaming youngins and get out and look at all the mess of the world. Amen. Come on here. Oh, yeah. My wife said, they get on my nerves after a while screaming and hollering. They don't me. I just go to a better country. Amen. Hallelujah. I let them keep screaming. Amen. I just tune them out and go somewhere I can get help. Amen. I'm telling you what, tonight, oh, my, well, let me tell you here. Amen. But some of you young people, I know you're young. I know you want to get out and go hang out at the mall. I know you want to do all that stuff. And it's all right to go to the mall every once in a while. You don't need to go every week. Amen. You don't need to go every week. Amen. I'm cutting myself out right here tonight. Amen. You don't need to go every week. But the time that we do go to the mall, amen, and we're going, amen, through the mall, we forget that it's a battlefield. We forget that the enemy is lurking and crouching around every corner. Amen. And we see them shirts that, boys, you listen to me here tonight. Amen. We see them shirts that kind of, amen, want to bring out the best of us. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. Oh, my, oh, to slim and trim and, amen, and you about see through them, amen. Oh, my, and them things get our attention, amen. Oh, it becomes a playground to us, brother, amen. Instead of getting out there and say, I got to get me some good clothes to wear to church, and I got to get home, amen, and I got to pray through over everything else I've seen in here, amen. Oh, but we get in there, and we got to linger, and we got to looking, and we got to browsing, amen, and before long, our hairdos, praise God, amen, are just like those on the billboards. Oh, this ain't preaching. This ain't, I'm telling you what, oh, God help us. Amen. We're on a battlefield. Amen. There's a war to fight. I said there's a war to fight. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my, I hope it ain't hurt you too bad yet. But I'm telling you what, amen, there's a war to fight. Amen. Let's don't try to get as close to the world as we can. Oh, yeah. Amen. Oh, my, don't cross the line. Amen. There's some things that I thought, you know what? It might not be wrong for me to do this. Amen, but I've always had a fear in my heart. Amen. If I ever do that, amen, and it does cost me something. Come on now. Oh, my. And we wonder why some of y'all ain't getting no help. Wonder why some of y'all ain't shouting like you need to be. Amen. It ain't because it's not in the house. Amen. It ain't because we ain't felt the Lord here. It ain't because we had good preaching. Hey, oh my, amen. Oh, it's because, amen, the battlefield, amen, has got new signs on it. Amen. And it's now the playground. Hallelujah. It's now the playground. Instead of it being the place that we shine. Oh, no, I'm not for making anybody. Amen. I'm not for being mean to people. I'm not. Amen. I told you last night, I've tried to tell people. I try to smile when I preach every once in a while. Amen. That girl had come to our church. Her friend came the other night, you know, and I'm getting word of what happened. And he said, I don't know if I can stand all the yelling. Well, he can't stay around me. Amen. Praise God. I had a visiting preacher. I don't know if he yelled or not, but he said, I just can't take all the yelling. I said, that's all I can do is yell. Amen. Praise God. But she said when she first came to church, she said that she thought that all we did was get mad, amen, and get up there and scream and holler. Praise God. That ain't what we're doing. That ain't what we're doing. And we're on a battlefield. Amen. This, amen, calls for extreme measures. Amen. We're not just trying to keep somebody, amen, out of the pool hall. We ain't just trying to keep somebody, amen, out of the Braves stadium. Hey, we're trying to keep folks out of hell. Hey, I'm telling you what, tonight, this is a battlefield. It's there, not a playground. Amen. Oh, my. What happened to Samson? He got down there. Boy, it'd be something if all Samson was known up for is him being a judge and a deliverer of the people of God. Oh, my. That's what he's known of young people, right? Oh, my. No. No, I ain't what he's known for. How many of your Sunday school teachers told you he is the 15th judge? Amen. Some of y'all probably did. Amen. I never heard a Sunday school teacher tell me that. I just heard him tell me that Samson laid his head in the lap of Delilah. Boy, what a testimony. What a testimony. Amen. Oh, my. That's what he's known for, brother. He's known for down there at the mill grinding away. He's known, amen, for his eyes being plucked out. He's known for that. That's what he's known for. Amen. He's not known for being, amen, over Israel for 20 years. Amen. In the land and all the turmoil silent. He's not known for that, even though he's there for 20 years. Amen. But it's because he failed to realize, amen, that he was on the battlefield. Amen. The same Philistines that he's already thought about. He's down there, got his head in her lap. I'm telling you what, tonight, church, it's a bad thing. Amen. After we come into this grand and glorious way, and we walk back out and we put our head in the lap of Delilah. Amen. Oh, my. Tragic end to the life of Samson. Amen. But tonight, this could be your warning call. This could be your warning call. Amen. Oh, 7:30, about where we was last night. Amen. This could be your final warning call tonight. You could have already went down to Gaza had you not with a harlot. Come on now, and I'm not talking about just in the physical, but amen. Boy, you need to repent if you have, amen. Praise God. But all my spirits is speaking tonight. Hey, maybe you went and put your head, amen, down there in that harlot's lap. Amen. And God said, hey, get up out of there. Get up out of there. Get up out of there. This ain't no playground. This ain't the place to be playing at. The people of God ain't here. Amen. There ain't no preaching here. Amen. Oh, no. This ain't camp meeting. Hey, this is a bad place. Get out. Amen. Get out. Get out. Amen. As we stand here tonight. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. Don't. Amen. Let the battlefield become a playground. Don't let it. Oh, yeah, maybe, amen, I don't know, I won't go there, but amen, I've been praying, Lord, help me, show me, keep me away, amen, help me never to realize where I'm a fighting at and what I'm fighting for, amen, even though them circumstances come and them ships are there, amen, and oh, sometimes you want to just tuck your head, amen, and get down there and, amen, in the colored place, amen, and just get out. Oh, my, just get all by yourself. Praise God. Let me tell you tonight. Amen. I've seen folks. I know I'm just be 30 Monday. Amen. Just still a little boy. Amen. I appreciate it. All them tell me I look young. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. I'm really going to enjoy this. Time goes on. Amen. No. But I've seen folks that have laughed and scorned and said, you know what, preacher? There really ain't nothing wrong with that. There really ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. And then people, they live that way and they go that way. And then time goes by. Amen. And then people that laughed and said, I've had people tell me, said, you're a little hard. Amen. They couldn't stand some of this preaching this week. Amen. They couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. They thought I was hard. Amen. Hey, I've tried to be like Brother Gabbard. Amen. I tried that too, like Brother Tabor said. Amen. It didn't work. Amen. It didn't work at all for me. Amen. But I'm going to still preach the truth. I'm going to still stand for the truth. When you come to my church, you'll see what's on the platform. It'll be truth. Amen. Praise God. I believe in it, church. Amen. There's been people said, you're just tough. Amen. You're just tough. Amen. But tonight, some of them saints, I remember them. I remember who they are. I remember tonight. Amen. That now, amen, their families are busted up. Hey, come on here. Amen. Their husbands have had affairs on them. Come on now. Amen. Wives have run off. Hey, people that laughed at me. I'm still in it. Amen. Oh, I've had my faults and my failures. I've had my shortcomings, just like the rest of us. Amen. But I tell you what, I realized I was on a battlefield. And I realized I was going to get off. Amen. And be in one piece. I was going to have to fight. Amen. I was going to have to do my best. Hey, I wasn't going. I couldn't tug my tail and run. Hey, I'd get shot in the back doing that. Amen. But I just had to, amen, get up again. Hey, I say, hey, I'm going to fight. Amen. I'm going to fight. I'm going to declare war on hell. Oh, yes. Amen. I'm going to fight on the battlefield. Amen. I know I ain't got long. Hey, my young people, I want to encourage you this week. I hope I have. I hate this took me, amen, this long to really get broke loose. And I hope, amen, sometime years down the road, y'all call me back, amen. And I'll try not to take so long. Hey, that's just the way I am, I guess. But I tell you what, amen, you remember, amen, that when you're down there at the mall, you're down there, amen, that's the battlefield. Amen. You take and put your guard up. Oh, yeah, be kind. Don't go around like you're going to drown, amen, in a rainstorm. But I tell you what, amen, be on your guard. Amen, be on your guard. Amen, watch and pray. Like I preached to you last night, watch and pray. Amen, the enemy, amen, wants to turn your battlefield into a playground. Amen, I don't know. Can we come pray a few minutes tonight? Let's come pray a few minutes tonight. Amen. You got a good, amen, 25 minutes or so to the main service.